We all must suffer for our art, dear viewer. Some of us have to endure bitter physical hardships, or drastically altering our appearance, or even lose our minds entirely in pursuit of a role. But truly, all of that pales into insignificance compared to what I had to endure over the weekend. That's right, I have watched season 4 of The Witcher.
Oh man! Oh god, oh man!
Or at least I tried to, but by all the gods and all the curses of Entish, Elvish, and the tongues of men, this one fought me every inch of the way. And in the end, I was defeated. The man who conquered Blood Origin, who took down the Acolyte, who endured the depravity of Last of Us Season 2, was finally undone by this show. The Witcher Season 4 is without doubt one of the most wretchedly miserable products of human endeavor that I've ever experienced. A show that somehow combines all the worst aspects of every other terrible sci-fi and fantasy project of the past decade into one horrifying congealed mass of shittiness. The laughably bad acting, production design, and 21st century metropolitan diversity of Willow, the hammy writing and overblown melodrama of Rings of Power, the relentless gender and sexual politics of the Acolyte, and the insufferably annoying characters of Peacemaker. And the thing that's worst of all is that it's all hammered home with the dour, self-important seriousness of House of the Dragon, only without any of the intelligence, sharp dialogue, or interesting characters. Basically, what I'm saying with all this shite is that the reality of Witcher Season 4 isn't as bad as we all feared it would be.
The reality is much, much worse.
Let me show you.
Let's get this pish over with quick so that I can slip into something more comfortable. Like a fucking coma. The story picks up shortly after the events of Season 3, where our three leads have been split up and separated. Because literally every person, animal, and object in the Witcher universe is now looking for her, Ciri is now on the run with a fake identity, where she's fallen in with this carefully chosen group of, diverse individuals.
Right.
Honestly, this has got to be some kind of piss take, man. How is this show even real? The only thing that's missing is a guy in a wheelchair to turn it into a poster for modern day Dungeons and Dragons. We're all just living our truth, you guys. Anyway, these are the rats, and they survive by stealing food and money from hard-working, law-abiding citizens, which is perfectly fine according to the rules of modern writing, as long as you're poor and diverse. And Ciri soon starts a relationship with whoever the fuck this girl is. Oh yeah, Ciri's gay, by the way.
You don't say!
Oh my goodness, who could have predicted this turn of events in a modern fantasy show? Joking aside, if I was a young woman who had the misfortune of watching a show like this, I'd actually feel pretty uncomfortable with these weirdo Hollywood writers and their absolute obsession with lesbian relationships. Like every same-sex friendship I form is somehow expected to lead to scissoring because that's just the progressive thing to do. Anyway, whatever. The second major plot thread follows Yennefer, who's busy girl-bossing her way through the world so that she can gather an army to take down evil magician guy who's now assumed control of the Brotherhood of Mages. I love how this sorcerer, who's never been a physical powerhouse in her life and relies entirely on her magic to defend herself, is now easily able to take down knights in full battle armor because modern day writing, I guess. She's also on the hunt for Ciri, because of course she is, because Ciri being missing and everyone desperately needing to find her is literally the plot for every single season of this fucking show. And she's not the only one looking for her, because Emperor Ymir realizes the Ciri he's been given is actually a fake Ciri and his plans to father a child of the Elder Blood with her. Yes, this really is a plot point, aren't gonna work until he finds the real one. Oh yeah, and Geralt's in the show as well. Anyway, moving on. You know how one of the big criticisms of The Witcher, especially as the narrative progressed into Season 3, was that Geralt was basically relegated to a background character in his own show in favour of the twin rulers of Girlboss Mountain, Yennefer and Ciri? Well, strap in, because Season 4 is gonna give you even more girl bosses. And maybe once in a while, Geralt might be allowed to take part in some irrelevant fight scene, saving an innocent woman from some bandits, or saving more innocent women from being burned as witches. Are you spotting a theme here? All while pining for Ciri and Yennefer, of course. Holy shit, man, Henry Cavill must be laughing his ass off. I mean, no wonder he bailed on this show. The writers seem to resent Geralt's very existence in the story, and do everything they can to break him down and keep him sidelined. You've really got to feel bad for Liam Hemsworth. I mean, I'm sure the money was good and all, but let's be honest here, this role isn't going to do his career any favours. He was handed an absolute poison chalice with this one, given the thankless task of filling Cavill's boots with a writing team that clearly see him as surplus to requirements anyway. He spends the first few episodes basically in a holding pattern, doing nothing of any real significance, while the writing team lavish the bulk of the plot moving events on other, more important characters. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not like Hemsworth distinguishes himself with his performance either. His take on Geralt is more flaccid than a male feminist in front of a Sydney Sweeney poster, and it just emphasises how much heavy lifting Cavill was doing in a show that didn't even appreciate him. Yaski is still an insufferable prick that makes me want to grab a power drill and perform a frontal lobotomy on myself every single time he opens his retarded mouth. The guy flounces through every scene with the exaggerated flamboyance of a 1980s action flick's idea of what a gay man should act like. The rats are a bunch of absolute wankers as well, nothing but a series of stereotypes and cardboard cutouts masquerading as characters. Not a single one of them can fucking act to save their lives, and they all talk and act like they just walked in off the street from 2025. I can't emphasize enough how much shit like this completely destroys any sense of immersion in the show. Even in the later seasons when the writing fell off a cliff, Game of Thrones at least still looked and felt like a believable fantasy world. The Witcher feels more like an SNL skit filmed in any vaguely old buildings the production could find, with medieval costumes ordered direct from Timu, only there's no punchline to any of the jokes. I honestly don't know how a show that costs hundreds of millions of dollars ended up looking and feeling so fucking cheap, but somehow Netflix managed it. Aside from that, all the usual problems that have dogged The Witcher since the very beginning are present and correct here, only worse. The convoluted, overarching storyline that's trying to juggle way more factions and characters than the writing team could possibly handle. The hammy performances by actors who look like they're dying from terminal cringe that make Xena Warrior Princess look like Lord of the Rings in comparison. The complete lack of geographical understanding that's only made worse by every single village, town, and city looking like every other because apparently medieval fantasy lands have to reflect the world we live in today. In fact, the problems become so laughably bad that not only does every location in The Witcher look like every other, but The Witcher itself looks like every other generic fantasy show that's been made in the past 5 years. It's like if fantasy was manufactured by IKEA. And of course, there's the never-ending push to make every female character into a powerful, all-conquering girl boss that has to be the center of everything, whose only weakness is the men around them holding them back from true greatness. Hate to be the one to point this out, guys, but the majority of your target audience for a show like this is men, and if this is the best you can offer them, well, don't be surprised if they check the fuck out. The Witcher really did have everything in place to be the next Game of Thrones. The resources, the actors, the IP, and the baked-in fanbase. It could have been the definitive fantasy show that would dominate TV for the next decade and probably spawn an entire extended universe of spin-off shows. All they had to do was stay faithful to the source material and not bastardize it in the name of pandering to modern audiences. And well, they failed. Big time. As Nerdrotic once pointed out, if you play social justice games, then you win social justice prizes. And truly, Lauren Hisrich and her team of retards have played the biggest social justice game of them all, with hundreds of millions of dollars of other people's money and a beloved IP that she didn't have a hand in creating. And her prize? A show that nobody fucking wants. So I'm gonna say what I said about Kathleen Kennedy when the dust settled from the Star Wars sequel trilogy. I hope it was all worth it. I hope you feel real good about yourself when this is all over, because you're gonna be remembered as the showrunner who fumbled the biggest layup of all time. Anyway, that's all I've got for today. Go away now.